In trendy Belltown, home to wine bars and nightclubs, there's a building that looks like a throwback. The sign reads Catholic Seamen's Club. Inside, Oscar Diaz is fielding calls.
Stella Maris, this is Oscar.
Diaz is from Chile and used to be a sailor himself. Now he drives a van for the center. When a ship arrives, he's a busy guy picking up sailors to take them where they need to go.
How are you guys?
Hi.
Going to Best Buy?
Yeah.
Several sailors pile in. They're from Sri Lanka, Malaysia, and the Philippines. They've been away from their families for months with only each other for company. Now they have a few hours ashore, and the first stop is to buy electronics.
Can I ask you what you're hoping to buy at Best Buy?
Maybe a cell phone. I want to buy a cell phone.
Okay, guys, we are already in Northgate Mall. I took the fast freeway for you guys.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Oscar Diaz started as a volunteer with the Seafarers Center more than 20 years ago. Now this is a paying job. But he says it's changed a lot. It's not as busy as back then.
There are fewer ships and they don't stay so long too. You know, they have faster and bigger cranes to take care of the cargo. And that's the reason.
That means the sailors head straight to the stores instead of stopping at the club in Belltown.
So unfortunately, you know, we're empty like this a lot of the time. We used to be years ago, you know, there'd be seafarers here a good bit of the time.
Father Tony Haycock is port chaplain for the center. He's originally from Liverpool, England, but he's been here so long he's lost track of time.
How long have you been here with the Catholic Seamen's Club?
Oh, now you're telling me. I don't know. It's over 20 years.
The place used to be bustling, with sailors using computers and watching soccer on TV. But now, it's not like Haycock and the other person who runs the place, Deacon Michael Riggio, have nothing to do these days. They're busy in a different way. They're the ones keeping an eye out for people who have nowhere else to turn. 2 years ago, the Coast Guard quarantined a ship that was unseaworthy. Riggio says the 6 crew members from Central America were stuck on board because they didn't have the right documents.
They were trapped. And to get a good feel for what it's like, it's about, I'd say, 20-foot tall cyclone fence with concertina barbed wire on the top of it and a locked gate in a very confined area at Pier 91 in the shadow of the Space Needle in downtown Seattle, right next to the massive cruise ships.
After a while, the Coast Guard allowed the Catholic Seafarers Center to take the men out of quarantine for meals, including Thanksgiving dinner. Eventually, the owners scraped together enough money to fix the boat, and they set sail for Mexico. Riggio says speaking up for sailors is a big part of what they do.
Even though there are modern laws to protect them, there's still a lot of stuff that happens on ships that we like to be present so that we can hear about it and intervene if necessary.
People see the ships, you look out, see the ships coming by, going back and forth. You don't realize there are people on there.
Nandiyan na si Oscar?
Oo, oh, nagkakapit.
Per set ba saan?
Nandito.
Patingin. $30?
People like Marlon and Randy Yoldi from the Philippines. They're standing outside Seattle's Northgate Mall looking over what they managed to buy in just 1 hour. Most of it is for their friends on board who can't go shopping because they don't have visas.
Jeans, t-shirts, shoes, Victoria's Secret, soap for their wife, these candies.
Inside Best Buy, another Filipino sailor named Joselito Noliaga is checking out cell phones. He'd like to buy one for his sons back home. He's gone 7 months without seeing them.
And, this is the price, right?
This is the price.
Noliaga says he's able to call his sons once or twice a week from the ship. He misses them. They're 9 and 10 years old. He's been working as a sailor since before they were born. It pays a lot more than rice farming or growing bananas, but he doesn't want his sons to copy him.
I don't know if I can afford. I want to become a lawyer or a doctor. My kids, my second is the one to be a pilot. I don't know if I can afford.
He earns about $2,000 a month, more than 4 times what an average Filipino family earns. But the trade-off is being far from his family. He was at sea when his father died and missed the funeral. Still here, 6,000 miles from home, there's a group of Catholics looking out for him in a nondescript building in Belltown. Ashley Gross, KBLU News.